$7 billion needed to complete key justice reform activities by 2020, and bill to amend the Public Debt Management Act gets approval in the House. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. It will cost the government approximately $7 billion to complete all major aspects of the justice reform program by 2020. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the sum does not include provisions for infrastructural works and institutional capacity. He made the disclosure during his 2017-2018 sectoral debate presentation in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Mr. Chuck says the government, with support from Jamaica's partners, will continue the reform process through initiatives such as the Justice Undertaking for Social Transformation, JUST program, among others.
The Justice Security, Accountability and Transparency Project will advance the work that has been started, install the new technologies in the courts, and to contribute to the timely disposal of cases and improve witness protection.
Meanwhile, Mr. Chuck informed that the ministry will be instituting the Alternative Dispute Resolution Program in 1,000 schools. This as part of an undertaking to facilitate a better understanding of this intervention. The minister also disclosed plans to establish 14 parish justice centers, starting with St. Anne, St. Mary, and Portland, which will be opened by the second quarter of the fiscal year. Additionally, more justices of the peace will be trained to provide improved services to their communities and the court system.
This year's budget, Mr. Speaker, will allow us to provide some support to the offices of the custodies, once again demonstrating our commitment to strengthening the capability of the justice system to respond to the needs of the citizenry. This fiscal year, Mr. Speaker, will be a watershed year.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. Amendments have been made to the Public Debt Management Act, the PDMA, to make certain provisions more consistent with international and local standards. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, who piloted the bill in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, said it had become necessary to effect changes to the Act in order to improve operational efficiency and effectiveness of debt management.
The PDMA, while providing a framework for the overall management of the public debt, does not address the operational aspects of debt management. The proposed amendments will therefore seek to be more detailed, specific, and be more flexible while still remaining consistent with the Act, thereby conferring better outcomes to the provisions of the Act.
The amendments will also provide guidelines regarding the main roles, functions, and responsibilities of the operational bodies governed under the Act, including the units of the debt management branch. The PDMA was enacted on December 24, 2012 and came into operation January 2013. The bill was passed in the House on Wednesday with 5 amendments. And starting July 1, a 60-day amnesty will be granted to delinquent motorists to pay the fines on outstanding traffic tickets without incurring a penalty or interest. This was announced by Minister of National Security Robert Montague during his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last Wednesday.
We urge all persons with outstanding tickets to participate as penalties and interest will be waived.
Meanwhile, the minister pointed out that steps are being taken to ramp up domestic security with increased enrollment in the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force, the JCCF, particularly in Western Jamaica. Mr. Montague says this activity will focus on engaging unattached youth.
Already the Spot Valley High will be one of our training centers. We have 19 officers in training for a new cadet battalion. We only have 293 cadets in Western Jamaica, and we must significantly increase this number.
The National Security Minister says discussions are underway with 10 schools in Western Jamaica to establish new cadet units, and the JCCF has been furnished with an aircraft to facilitate its private pilot training program. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.